This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The first song he ever recorded, he's very close to his mother. We're celebrating the memories of Elvis musically here and there on the Good Day program. So help yourself to your enjoyment quotient, if you will. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Think about reminding people that you are who you are. I was thinking about pathways and watching my grandson go down a path. You're watching your son go down a path. Jay, we all have our children. We all have our own path to walk down. And you wonder what makes it work. How do you decide to go down a particular road, travel down that? What is that road less traveled? Who wrote that? Scott Peck wrote that book. Remember that? Did you ever read that book? A Road Less Traveled.
Familiar.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe I know just the metaphor a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's mentioned so often.
Mm-hmm. M. Scott Peck. Well, you have the opportunity to make yourself happy. Go down that road. That's the road I want to go down. That happy road. Let's go down the happy road. Here's a way to do that, traveling down the happy road. Here's the story of a mother who had a couple of embryos after the IVF experiment. My daughter went through this. Then she had the embryos, but she was already pregnant. And so now she's got not one, not two, but three children.
Well, and it took
triplets.
A while to figure this out. She had cancer at a young age, was told that she would probably go into extremely early menopause, talking by the age of 26 or so. Mm-hmm. She meets her husband. They decide, you know what, let's just go ahead and try. It wasn't very successful. They did, I think, IUI with their first daughter.
What's IUI? Uterine something.
Yes, insemination. Okay. And then they were struggling with that with the next time, so they decided to do a few rounds of IVF. It wasn't taking. They were like, you know what, let's try one more time. And they ended up having a few great embryos. And they were like, okay, let's just go with the two, with the strongest one. The strongest one we'll go with. And they had two that were tied for strongest. So they're like, okay. And even so, it might not take. So they're like, let's put it in. One's a boy, one's a girl. Whichever one we get, we will be absolutely thrilled. Well, they both
miracle.
Took. Yes, they both took. And then during an ultrasound, after she takes a home pregnancy test, she's pregnant, goes for an ultrasound. And she had suffered a lot of miscarriages, even through IVF.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the ultrasound, they find three heartbeats. And they all had their own sac and for nutrients. And so was showing that it was two girls and one boy. So they were thinking the girl embryo split early enough that they were identical twins, but they both had their own nutrients coming in. And when they were born, the girls, they did not look identical. And there were a lot of questions about that. And then family members and friends were like, what if they put in a third embryo and you had no idea? Well, that's not just something lightly to joke about, because that's something that is, there's so much more that goes to it. They could essentially have a daughter taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, you know what, let's just get a DNA test. Not so much that they thought that they implanted an additional embryo or anything like that, but just so that they had more answers as to why the identical twins didn't look alike, and also for their daughters who would eventually ask questions about it. Well, then they found out that they're all biologically theirs, and there was not an additional embryo implanted. She just happened to be pregnant at the time, and nobody had any idea because it was so early in the process of when she had these embryos implanted. So ended up getting triplets, one naturally and one the other two with IVF.
There you go. Woo-hoo! Reminds me of a story that I read in one of the farm magazines yesterday about it's not unusual. I haven't had a set of twins for a couple of years, but to have twin calves born of the same mother is not crazy unusual. To have triplets is. And so the story of a Holstein cow that gave birth about a month ago to not one, not two, but three. And I saw this as what an interesting coincidence that there'd be a story about a mother giving, a human mother giving birth to triplets that way, and a cow, a Holstein heifer, I think it was first calf cow, first time she had babies, give birth to three. And they all look healthy as heck, too. But imagine, I've given birth to hundreds, or I've helped hundreds. You had thousands of births on the farm over the years, but I've had the great fortune of helping a number of calves be born. And I remember when it was two, and how astounded I was that I helped. The first one couldn't get out, so I pulled the first one out, and then the second one came right after it. So the second one lived, but if I hadn't pulled the first one out, neither of them would have lived. And then I think about the fact that there were three inside this cow. It just is, it's kind of one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people, too, there's always that concept, if you've not been through it, on the human side of, I wish I could just have twins, or I want three children, I wish I could just have triplets and be one and done and get the three triplets. And there is so much more. The more children that are there, the more likely that there are going to be complications. The earlier you are likely to deliver. Question if there's going to be enough nutrients going in. And also, just the additional weight. I have a cousin who, she had triplets. And my two cousins, and then she basically, when she would go up the stairs, her wife had to carry her belly because it was just, she's this tiny woman, and she's just so big with the triplets that she could not carry her body weight along with the babies inside of her, that her wife would have to carry her belly a lot.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing, that thing called life and birth and life as you go through it, what you experience, what you see. Last night, Miles and Megan and Matthew and I went outside to look at the stars, because Miles had heard me talking on the air the day before about this, the discovery that came from the Webb telescope of this, the birthing of a couple of planets that were 1,200 and something light years away. And I was explaining to him how we are seeing this now, but it happened in a time and a place, in a circumstance that we have a hard time even understanding, because he was trying to wrap his head around it, and I could see he didn't understand what I was saying. So I explained a little about what light years are and how it factors into traveling. And we talked about going to Mars and to other planets. And do you think we were looking at, the old days of looking at the stars, it was constellations. Ursa Major, Ursa Minor. Did you learn that stuff when you were a kid, going to looking at the sky?
I did. I don't know if it was in school or not. I've just always been fascinated with it, so I don't know if a portion I learned on my own researching.
But now we're that step or two or three or four or however many more along the way, so the youngsters don't learn about the constellations. They learn about these stars that we can see being born in a time that for us didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Our planet, if there were those people were out there looking at our planet and they got into a ship and traveled the same way with the speed of light, they would find our planet gone, because by that time our planet will be gone. And so how do you even wrap yourself around that?
Well, think about how many people don't get to see even just what we should be able to see because of light pollution, depending on where you live. And
that's right. That's
you don't travel anywhere where there's not a lot of darkness.
Yeah.
How many people will die with never seeing the Milky Way in the sky, in the night sky?
Well, see, he lives in Los Angeles, and you can't see the stars really in Los Angeles, especially they moved to a new place by the beach, and it's only a few miles from the airport, and all the lights and stuff from there, it blinds out what's really in the sky, so you can't really see those things. So he loves to come out and walk around here and see all that stuff, so that's cool. Speaking of what you can see in the sky, wow, this fire, man. And looking at the situation, hearing the stories of the people who are Maui residents, these harrowing stories. And yesterday,
as it got started. It moved so fast.
That's one of the stories, especially Lahaina. I never pronounced it right.
Lahaina.
Right, okay. This is on Maui. You look at this stuff and you take a deep breath because you wonder whether, therefore, you know, with the grace of God, go I. We could almost, any of us, have these wildfires. This town is reduced to rubble.
Yes, Lahaina is gone.
To ashes. Gone. 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 And imagine the people who live there, the natives and people who come over from the mainland. One lady said it looked like a war zone. And it did. It does. How long did it take them to rebuild? Who knows? Anyway, it's I don't know that you can imagine unless you live through it. Really, you can't. My pal Bob sent me a note. We were talking about the road less traveled. I think there were two things. I think M. Scott Peck, and I'm going to leave this to you and your Google friend there, Jay, whether M. Scott Peck wrote a book called, if I remember it correctly, The Road Less Traveled. I think Robert Frost wrote a poem called The Road Less Taken. Would you clarify that?
for
those of us who are confused by which side of the road we're on.
The road
Meanwhile,
not taken.
Yeah. The road not taken is Robert Frost,
Robert
right?
Robert Frost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And then the road less taken was Scott Peck, I believe. I don't know that. Well, I kind of know the poem by Frost, but I certainly know that book, and it's very... His stuff, his writing was always good. When I used to have time to read books, that was something... You know who turned me on to that book?
Hmm.
You know, people listening may or may not remember, because Gene Burns, who is a great mentor of mine on the air in Boston for lots of years, went to New York to be on WOR for... Long time, he finished his career in San Francisco on KSO. He was on KFO. And he was one of these people who would read incessantly. We talk about the books that he read. He was certainly a different kind of talk to us, cut above the rest, but he was the one who put me onto that. That's how I remember it as well as I do. All right, memories are good. The present is better. 18 after on Good Day.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Okay.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That was what he was known for at first. Yeah, the girls all screamed when he would do his. That's what put Elvis on the top, I think, as much as anything else. Yep. All right. So with Elvis comes a focus on some of the people that influenced him, that grew up with him, grew up around him musically. Little Richard, one of those. You can hear there's a lot of stuff from Richard. They sort of cross-pollinated. Same with Chuck Berry and James Brown. So I have a James Brown story here connected to Little Richard that may surprise you that we're going to get into. A little of this goes a long way in the social media / celebrity news gossip that's trending. So stand by for that here on Good Day.
And bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Womp, bomb, loom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, tooty, booty, oh, rude, tooty, booty, oh, rude, tooty, booty, oh, rude.
I just laugh.
Tooty, booty.
All the silly gyrations we went through as kids with this stuff. All right. Bop, bop, a loo, bop, 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 boom. All right. Your father's got a smile on his face right now, Jay. So, Little Richard, James Brown, Chuck Berry, Elvis, Johnny Cash, that whole bunch all around at the same time. What I didn't know is something that came out in a social media post. James Brown used to act as a double for Little Richard, which is...
Yeah, it was his stand-in.
Yeah.
This is a man's world.
This is James Brown. Yeah. You like the screen.
This is a man's world.
Yeah.
But it would be nothing.
So, Little Richard, when he first became popular, before he became a minister, you know, Little Richard became a minister. You knew that, Jay, right?
I did not.
Yeah, he became a minister after 10, 12 years of singing. He went off on that toot. But he got so busy early on, this is in the mid-late 50s, he couldn't make all of his gigs. His manager said yes to everything, and so the stuff he couldn't do went to his protege, James Brown. He'd dress up like Little Richard. He'd look like him. He'd sing his songs. And nobody knew the difference. Right. Nobody knew the difference. So I thought that was kind of cool. Little Richard was the originator, but they referred to, well, Elvis was the first rock and roll god. And then Richard was the originator, the emancipator, if you will, the architect of real rock and roll. And then, because he was as busy as he was and James Brown was right there, okay, so let him do it. Jackie Wilson was another one from that same era who was just fabulous, frankly, just fabulous. So his real name, Little Richard's real name, is Richard Penniman. And apparently there's a documentary of his life that is going to be on CNN starting next month. So the story of Little Richard James Brown, that connection here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least 6 people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Been Elvis. I could have been the king of rock.
Wait, he right? holds the note at the end of this. Oh.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I couldn't do that.
You want to try? You want to try? I think you could.
You think I could? We're talking about Elvis and the memories of Elvis and his performances and songs and stuff bring back a lot of memories for a lot of people, not just folks that are my age, but just everybody, because everybody knows who Elvis is.
Yes, he was before my time.
Yeah.
And I love him. He transcends the generations.
Sure does. And so with that, we were talking about Little Richard and James Brown, and something that I didn't know that's come out in a documentary about Little Richard, he was a very, very interesting man. And so the fact that James Brown subbed for him, because he had too many performances, he was out every night. There were a group of black performers. Little Richard was one of them. Chuck Berry was one. Jackie Wilson was one. And James Brown was one. They were everywhere. They go out, Dick Clark, on the bandstand tours, and every night they'd sleep on the bus, and they didn't stay in hotels. They'd sleep on the bus. And they went here, there, and everywhere. And Jackie Wilson, one of the forerunners, some people think Jackie Wilson was one of the forerunners of hip-hop, in a manner of speaking, because of, I mean, what transpired is hip-hop, people like the Notorious B.I.G. and some of these other characters that were around, they called them Afrocentrists. There's always been people trying to come up with another name, because Negro is not considered acceptable anymore. So is it black? Is it African American? You know, all of those things that come into the general conversation. But the going back to some of the roots of this music and how it came from the experiences of young black men, and what happened to songs as the Jackie Wilson reality, and Chuck Berry to a point, they were considered vulgar by many whites because of their gyrations. But Elvis was much more vulgar. I mean, when you get down to brass tacks, they gave Elvis a pass because he was white, but they didn't give Jackie Wilson a pass or Chuck Berry because they were black. It was the same stuff, exactly the same thing. And it became, as it, you know, in the futuristic side, looking at where hip hop went, the stuff that Elvis did was considered, and Jackie Wilson and Little Richard, Chuck Berry, they all were considered vulgar. Not so much Little Richard, because he didn't do as much of it as Chuck Berry did, or Jackie Wilson died doing it. I think the Jackie Wilson songbook, frankly, there are so many great songs that he was responsible for, and he would be on stage. His son sort of inherited his activity quotient, if you will, and he now performs, goes around the country performing the old Jackie Wilson songs. But Jackie Wilson was so vibrant. He jumped around the stage like nobody else, kind of like Garth Brooks does today, but Garth Brooks doesn't hold a candle, really. Everybody thinks, my God, look at the way this guy jumps around the stage. Mm-hmm. He doesn't hold a candle to Jackie Wilson. And in fact, Jackie Wilson, in one performance, had a stroke while he was singing.
Wow.
It dropped over dead on the stage. He was 42 years old. He was that, it was powerful, man, to see these people bouncing around. And then, you know, again, fast forward to what happened in Houston and Atlanta and Miami and New Orleans and Memphis to a point. The hip-hop thing came out of that, and then it went on its own vulgar way. I guess I would be considered disconnected from this to a point, because I haven't appreciated hip-hop music. I don't like it because I think it's vulgar. But I may be a hypocrite in suggesting that, because what I grew up around wasn't the same thing lyrically. But, I mean, let me put it another way. The hip-hop lyrics are so much more direct. The suggestive lyrics of Chuck Berry, I mean, my ding-a-ling, hello. What do you think that's all about?
The innuendos are more subtle.
Yeah. And then Jackie Wilson and the stuff that he would sing. Anyway, I'm just thinking about hip-hop and what children or kids today are all about. A lot of people think that the hip-hop comes from the strife of a lot of black people, and I guess it did to a point, but then it's developed into something that, you know, led a lot of the hip-hoppers to become criminals. Now, were they criminals before and then they were hip-hoppers, or were they hip-hoppers and then they became criminals? B.I.G. was a horrible human being. And what took his life was the fact that somebody else was more horrible than he was. And the same thing is true. What's the other black guy that got killed by one of the other hip-hoppers?
Tupac Shakur. Yeah, Pac and Biggie.
Right.
It was kind of like the East Coast versus West Coast rivalry.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I guess this is a little more mundane. Dianne Feinstein, hospitalized yesterday after falling down, 90 years old. Man, what a shame that her family lets her embarrass herself the way she has, or the way she is.
But it's also just a safety hazard for her well-being.
Well, yeah, it's that. But this was in her home. It wasn't in Washington.
Yeah.
But she goes to vote. She doesn't know what she's voting on. Somebody has to tell her how to vote. You know, that kind of stuff. She should not be there. Never mind whatever the political purposes are. That's not why I say this. If I were in that condition, I wouldn't want anybody to let me on the radio.
And regardless of age. It's just one of those things that we kind of discuss a lot of times where once you get to a certain age, you have to keep retaking your driving test. Because if you can no longer drive, you don't get a license. But that should be something for all ages. That if you cannot drive, you should not be on the road. And it should be the same for politicians regardless of age. You need to take some kind of litany test.
Litmus test.
And every so often you need to be taking these tests to make sure that you are equipped to drive your job, to drive the country.
Yep. She's in a wheelchair. There's this other guy from Pennsylvania who's not much better off. What's his name that got elected last year?
Oh, my goodness. I'm seeing his face right now.
Fetterman. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be there either. The focus was on him the same way, and then it went away, and now she's the focus.
And things can happen. Like, people can have a stroke and overcome it and be in a wheelchair. And it's not like an ableist kind of situation. It's just if you truly cannot do the job, then you should not be in the job.
She's been there
for whatever reason. If you can't
36 years, six terms. She's the oldest member of Congress, and that's not condemning in and of itself. Chuck Grassley is at 88, I think, and Mitch McConnell is close to that. All these old, I call them the fossils, what are they doing in terms of helping our country maintain its stature? I say not much. All right, now speaking of politics, our friends out in Oregon dealing with something today that they probably weren't expecting to deal with. Was it last year? I'm trying to remember when this was. A lot of Republicans walked out of the state capitol in Portland. They were unexcused absences. That's what they were called by the Senate leadership. A walkout. And so now it turns out that because of rules in Oregon for senators, that 10 of the Republicans can't run. Because they were gone for more than 10 sessions. And if you have 10 unexcused absences in Oregon, you're out. So the Secretary of State made the announcement in a news conference yesterday to try to clear up the confusion. Here's the list. 10 of you? Forget it. Under Measure 113, approved by you guys in 2022, you're out more than 10 times. You are disqualified from being reelected. How about that? So, anyway, some of the Republicans that are ticked off said they're going to take it to court because the measure has vague wording in it. Come on. Just follow the rules. These people kept boycotting the votes, and so you live by the sword, die by the sword. Right? Isn't that fair? I think that's fair.
No, no, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We've had some sessions here, Jay, off and on, not just this week and this month, but pretty much since you've been around, and maybe even earlier than that. Jennifer and I certainly have had our time talking about the whole business of trash and how much trash we're creating. And I have sort of a feeling I'm going to do every once in a while sort of an ongoing focus, basically with the theme of saving the planet. There are people, and this comes about, at least my focus here comes about because some of the automobile manufacturers, truck manufacturers, tractor manufacturers are talking a lot about them being the only ones that can fix the new cars and the new trucks and stuff. And I think that that's baloney, and so do a lot of other people. And so I started to think about how people fix things and what we fix and what we throw away. I think I made reference to patching your jeans the other day, didn't I?
Yes, yeah.
How that became a business.
Upcycling is a whole trend right now.
Yeah, well, it is, and I think that's what I'm calling attention. It's not like we're talking on deaf ears. There are people that are fixing all kinds of things. There's a kid that has started a business fixing flat tires on bikes, right? You bring her to the repair shop, they'll take the tire off, they'll throw it away. You can do that when your car has a flat tire. You go to the place to get it fixed, and they won't fix it. They'll take it off and put a new one on, charge you $140 for a new tire when a repair is $5.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. There's nothing wrong with a tire, yet it gets thrown away. That's something you really ought to be more aware of. And more people are less and less aware of it because our society throws, we make cheap crap, or we had the Chinese make cheap crap,
mm-hmm.
and then we throw it away instead of fixing it.
And things that don't hold up, things that easily break, or the fast fashion where you wear something a few times and then all of a sudden it's ripped and you think, well, it can't be fixed without it being noticed, so it's tossed out. But Natalie Portman is somebody who, she will not buy new things. She always buys secondhand stuff, even designer secondhand things. But there are also some designers who will buy torn and ripped clothing items and then rip them up further to have the fabric and create something entirely new from this fabric that's already been used for clothes.
Yeah, I think it's great. This is all in part, in my mind, built around the upswing and right to repair legislation, because outfits like John Deere have been so colossally uncommitted to their clients and customers. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh.
that's why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
That's enough of this. This is enough to send you around the bend. 53 past the hour. Chucker and Jay like it, not me. All right, so Chucker, to what do we owe the honor of listening to this stuff this morning?
This day in movie history, August 10th, 1960, Psycho premiered in Los Angeles.
And that's sweet. All right,
you know, I told a story on the air. I knew this guy was older than me, and he told me that when he went to see Psycho in a movie theater back in 1960, when people left the theater, strangers held hands, walking out. That's how
scared the hell out of them.
But I mean, in today's culture, I mean, I'll tell you a story. Like the other night, right? I'm looking at things to watch, so. On the Peacock Network, the Terrifier 2 was playing, which is an ultra slasher movie. Great. And I put it on, and it was so nasty and gory, I laughed. I found it almost funny or comical, but because we're so desensitized in 2023. But horror still remains a very, very popular and profitable genre in the business. Almost, not every, but most, the majority of movies that are released that are horror-oriented do have good opening weekends. People do like this stuff, but Psycho is obviously a groundbreaking film in 60, a terrific movie. I said this also, I'm very partial to Psycho 2 from 83. I love that film. I think it's one of the best sequels ever made.
So here's my visualization. You and Jay skipping out of a movie like this, holding hands, after you've watched, Scream,
Ghostface.
Take a chainsaw and use it on the 13th. What?
Here's trivia. Name three villains in horror movies. Go ahead.
Krueger is one of them.
Yes, Freddy Krueger.
Smiley face is another one. That's, and whoever the guy is, they use the chainsaw to chop everybody up.
Leatherface.
Yeah, okay. So
who's the killer in Halloween?
Didn't Jamie Lee Curtis kill one of them?
Michael Myers,
that's right.
I always love the one trivia. Who was the original killer in the first Friday the 13th?
Great question. It's Jason's mother.
Uh-huh. And everyone goes with Jason.
Oh, my God.
Drew Barrymore's character paid the price for that wrong answer. She said Jason.
Yeah. All right. Riley Keough ate peanuts before kissing Andrew Garfield, and because he was allergic to peanuts, it shut the set down. Who knew that? She never thought a granola bar would shut down. This goes back to 2018,
okay,
when they were shooting Under the Silver Lake.
Okay.
And so they were talking about this. She was talking about some of her experiences. And
she's Priscilla Presley's daughter.
Yeah, right.
I like
and
her.
Then
that.
The one who is now in charge of the Elvis, the whole enterprise, right?
Yes, so, I believe so.
Yeah. Has she done much acting? How much acting has she done?
Well, she's done some decent acting. I think she's very appealing on screen.
Really?
Yes,
I'd like
to
see her take better care of her mother. Anyway, not her mother, her stepmother. Was she a stepmother?
Grandmother?
Grandmother, yeah. Okay, that's better. Mandy Moore says she received a check for a penny after streaming revenues were accounted for in This Is Us. So this is part of the whole business.
I guess
business.
Guilt to bed, yeah.
The SAG after strike, this is the kind of stuff that they're ticked off about, and they ought to be.
Well, and also pointing out that while she's fortunate enough that she has other income, she's doing okay. This really doesn't affect her. This is what other people are seeing, too. This is taking away other people's lives.
100 days of this. Some people, I saw a story about a guy who had to declare bankruptcy and sell his house. He was a contract actor, and because he'd been on strike for, there's not enough money in the kitty, you know, they give these people that are on strike a couple hundred bucks a week. That's it. And the people who are running these studios, those bastards, they're loving this because they're breaking. These people are all going somewhere else. And what they're ticked off about are these tiny checks for streaming residuals where they make as much money selling the product in reruns. They make as much money doing it as they did first run. Apparently there's some focus on...
Here's the question, though. How do you divide that money? Like, first of all, what is the take on reruns? What do they get? I mean, obviously, if you sell a package...
It's based on...
I mean, how do you pay... What do you pay these people?
It's based on the same percentage comparison. The big stars get X amount, and everything is off of that. That's how they do it. And so, anyway, I'm not usually much of a union guy, but I'm all for the SAG after strike, Frank.
Hope it ends.
All right, Chucker, back tomorrow.
Thank you.
To preview what's happening this weekend on Good Day, 59 past.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.